The Academy Awards will air later this month, and among this year's Best Picture nominees is a film that prominently features Arizona. Our colleague Catherine Davis Young spoke with one of the stars of the film Nomadland about his real-life connection to the state.
Bob Wells is a longtime van dweller and the founder of the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous, and he's currently appearing in the film Nomadland. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So the film tells the story of several older adults who have taken on a nomadic lifestyle in the American West. It includes a few Hollywood actors like Frances McDormand, but most of the cast, including yourself, really are nomads. Can you start by telling us a little bit about how you first adopted this lifestyle?
Well, like an awful lot of people, I was forced into it economically. I was going through a divorce. And so while we were doing fine with a single household, when I had to set up two households, there just wasn't the money for that. And so I decided I'd been a camper and a backpacker all my life. If I could live out of a backpack for a month at a time, I could certainly live in a van. And so I moved into a van.
And how many years has that been?
I moved into that van in 1995, and I lived in that van for till 2001 for 6 years straight. And then I actually moved back into a house and hated every single second of it. And so finally in 2008, I moved back into a vehicle and have lived continuously in a vehicle since 2008.
And did you ever imagine that your journey to living in a vehicle would eventually lead you to being in a Oscar-nominated film?
Never in a million years would that have ever occurred to me. If I set out when I was a kid and said, I'm going to be in an Oscar-nominated film and tried to work towards it, I'm sure I couldn't have made it happen. But here it just happened by serendipity.
How did you get connected with the film?
Well, I got connected really years and years ago when I started the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous. That would really be the ultimate beginning. I've always had an urge to tell people that they had an alternative way to live. And so back in 2011, I wanted a way to connect van dwellers and nomads together. And so I started a gathering in the Arizona desert in January called the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous. Well, in the next 2 or 3 years, a woman named Linda May had heard about it and come to it. And she plays herself in the movie. And that, I believe that same year, I met Jessica Bruder. She came to the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous. And so it turned out Jessica was writing a book, and Linda became the subject of the book that Jessica started writing, Nomadland. Well, so she wrote the book, they became friends, and I stayed friends with them. Frances McDormand saw the book and loved it, wanted to make a movie about it. And then when she brought in Chloe as one of the producer, director, writer, the whole thing, really, the way Chloe works was with real people. That's her style. And so I'm real people, and I ended up in the movie.
Now, your Rubber Tramp Rendezvous, and also as a result, several scenes in the movie take place in Quartzsite, Arizona. Can you tell us a little bit about the nomad community out there? What makes Quartzsite so attractive to nomads?
Well, Quartzsite is a desert town, a little desert town in the middle of nowhere, and it has, for some reason, it has the perfect setting for nomads. It started out with gyms, and people came there because there were gym shows and there was gym hunting. And so they came in their RVs for the shows and for the gym hunting and mineral hunting. So once the RVers learned about it, they all started going there. And eventually there was a big RV show held there, one of the biggest in the nations. And so that just made it grow, and vendors started coming in, and they would sell their wares. It just became, over time, a kind of a party capital for in the winter for RVers. And they built the infrastructure for it. So there's plenty of places to get water, to dump your trash. So it's just ideally suited for nomads now.
One thing that I really enjoy about Chloe Zhao's films is the scenery, these vast sunsets and beautiful Western landscapes. But Quartzsite, and I'm sure some of these other locations in the film, are places that are familiar to you. What does it mean to you to see those places captured on film?
Well, Josh, the cinematographer, did such an amazing job of of capturing the starkness, but the beauty in the starkness of the desert. And, you know, I just feel it in my soul. I love the mountains. I love the forests. And as a nomad, I'm what we call a snowbird. So in the winter, I move south to the desert. And then in the summer, I move north into the mountains and the national forest. And so I need the beauty and starkness of the desert. So seeing it presented so well on screen, you know, sharing the magnificent beauty in the starkness of it, I thought that was really a wonderful thing.
And the film includes some of your real life and some real people you know. What did you feel like it got right about the nomad lifestyle, and what parts felt more like Hollywood?
You know, I would say every bit of it felt like the real nomad lifestyle. It really did. They captured it so well. Now, we are we're a cross section of the nation. So there are those of us who are older and on pretty dire financial straits. There are also those of us older who don't ever have to think about money again. And there are younger people. There are more and more younger people. So I have a friend who wrote Code in Silicon Valley. He's got $1 million in the bank, and he lives in a Subaru Forester full time. And that's the life he chooses. So it's a broad spectrum of ages and economic conditions. So the movie doesn't tell all those stories. It doesn't try to. It tells one story of one older woman, and it tells that story perfectly.
And now that you've had the Hollywood experience, what's next for you, Bob?
Oh, just more of the same. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be getting any calls from any other producer, directors. I don't think I'm going to be a Hollywood star by any means.
And you plan to stay in your vehicle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I hope to never live in a house again. Now, I'm confident that at some point my body will fail me. And I'll be forced to live in a house at some point, just because my body won't let me go anymore. But that's what it'll take.
Bob Wells is a longtime van dweller and the founder of the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous, and he's currently in the film Nomadland. Bob, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That was KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young. She's joining us over the next few weeks with some original interviews like this one.